Welcome to the best bits of Real Radio Breakfast with Gary and Lisa.
Yeah, this is the bit where we sort of take bits from the show and we put them on the internet, you listen to them, and then you can judge us. Like the X Factor.
Don't judge us too harshly, though.
Well, it doesn't matter. You can be the Gary Barlow of judges if you want.
We're trying our very best for you. We've had a busy, busy week. A good week, but a very busy week, haven't we, on the show?
My favourite bit was, what's the randomest thing you've ever had thrown at you?
Morning, Lisa. Morning, Gary.
Good morning, Alan. Alan, what have you thrown at someone?
Well, when I was about 14 years old, I used to work on a farm, and part of my duties were to muck the cattle out in the byre, feed them, and obviously milk them. And I just wondered, with a farmer there, he was about 35, 40 years old, I thought I'd stick a bit of cow muck on him for a laugh. And he covered me from head to toe. Oh, so I learned my lesson. Literally, head to toe. It was. I'm not stick no more muck at anybody.
No, don't. No, don't throw poo, people.
But also, also, when I was in the army, the officers used to have to wait on for Christmas dinner for the junior ranks. Mm-hmm. And I stood up for a laugh, and there was about 20 officers serving on and 300 soldiers. And I said, the next person to chuck any food at me, I'll have meat to deal with. And I died under the table, and 300 men decided to chuck food while the officers were all in the middle, and they all got covered in the food. Oh. Which I thought was pretty funny.
You army lad.
That's why they call it a mess, isn't it?
Hey! Hey. 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 Have a lovely day. See ya.
Right, Belgium's in the Congo, Gary. Bye.
Hello, Susan. How are you this morning?
Hi, Lisa. I'm fine, thank you.
Good, lovely to speak to you, Susan. Thanks for listening.
Oh, good.
What have you got to tell us about? What have you told someone?
It's actually about me auntie. Me cousin was a right little tearaway, and he was working her up one day, and anyway, he ran away from her, and she went to throw a potato at him, because she couldn't get him, and she went to throw a potato on him, and knocked a young lad off his bike.
This poor lad's riding past thinking, oh, look at me vital and cool, and as his potato comes and knocks him straight off.
Oh, you couldn't make it up, could you?
Class. Could only happen in a cartoon, then.
Yeah, exactly.
Marvellous.
Nice one, Susan. Thanks for your call.
Okay, bye.
Margaret's in Amble. Hi, Margaret, how are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Very good, thank you very much. Margaret, so what have you thrown at somebody?
Well, in my defence, can I say it was a complete accident, not malicious like you and your volivant, Gary.
Exactly, Margaret.
My volivant throwing wasn't malicious. It was just the first person I saw.
I wasn't drunk.
I was tired.
Go on,
oh,
Margaret.
Really? I've thrown a fatty lump off a dog, and I meant to hit a clinical waste bin at the vet's where I worked, but instead I hit the vet in the side of the face.
You hit the vet with a fatty lump?
Yeah, I mean, the clinical waste bin, I'm terrible at throwing things, and the clinical waste bin was about a foot and a half high, and the vet was nearly 6 foot high, and I still managed to hit her in the side of the face with this fatty lump.
Can you imagine, the poor vet, she's doing her best, she's operating, she's, you know, saving an animal's life, and all of a sudden...
Raw Forest is peering over.
I know, and then this gobby little veterinary nurse gets the lump and hoists it and hits her in the side of the face. But, I mean, who hasn't wanted to do that to the boss at one time or another?
Do you know, you were so right, and you got away with it.
I did.
Well done. Margaret, we applaud you. Well,
thank you, Margaret.
Thank you.
Cheers,
have a good day. Bye.
There was a really fun story in one of the papers this week, and it was about this guy who has size 21 feet.
Might be fun for you, but not for him.
Like, massive feet, right? And producer Mac just happened to hold it up to my head and said, it's bigger than your head, Lisa.
Twice the size.
Which got us thinking...
If you were to measure your foot against a household object, what would match exactly your foot size?
Hi, Shaz, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
We're very, very well, my dear. So, Shaz, how big is your foot and what have you compared it to?
My foot is exactly the same size as our guinea pig.
Oh, yes. How on earth are you that close to your guinea pig?
How do I know? It was on top of him at the time.
Hey!
It's a little bit like standing on a wig.
Never tried it, actually.
No?
Well, give it a go, right? Because it's amazing. And he let out a little wick, and he's all right, though, OK? He wasn't hospitalised, but my foot exactly fitted on him.
Perfect.
There we go. Foot to so guinea pig
ratio. It wasn't animal cruelty. It was all in the name of science.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Shaz.
Morning, Gary, Lisa.
Good morning.
How are you?
Champo.
You're working in Pierce Bridge at the moment, and